The Gophers shooting 54% for the game. The Spartans 39.2%. Gophers have been right at the 54% mark for both halves. Three-pointers, 4 for 11, Minnesota, 4 for 17 for State. Free throws, 14 of 19, Minnesota, 25 of 31, Spartans. Rebounds, 30 to 19, Michigan State. Turnovers, 13 for State, 11 for the Gophers. Gophers will put the ball in play. They lead 72 to 69. Clock starts ticking. Harris into the front court. 3:18 remaining. Carver has it at the high post. Gets it off to Clark. Back over now. Lewis leaves it for Harris. They reset. 3 minutes to play. Harris moves around, goes to the right side. Then starts to drive, clears it back out. 5 seconds to play as the shot is missed and then put up and off and rebounded by Smith. Clark with a good second effort, but it didn't fall. And State has the ball. Minnesota by three. 1-2-2 zone with Lewis out front. Leaves gets the ball back. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Now Peterson. Klein back out again. Leaves clears it in under. Ball put up and in by Hudson. He has 13 points, and the Gopher lead is down to one with 2:15 to play. Clark has it to the left side to Lewis. Then back out to Tarver, farther over to Harris. Lewis has it. Lewis to the baseline, gets a shot up that comes off, but he was fouled, and he'll get a pair. Foul is on Smith. His third. Lewis at the line. This is a double-double, so Lewis gets a pair. Quincy has made his only free throw. He has 5 points. The first one is good. Gopher lead is 2 points, 73-71 with 2:04 to play. Quincy trying for his all-important seventh point. Arches it up and in. Both of them cleanly through. 74-71, Minnesota, 22nd timeout for the Gophers. For the Gophers, Lewis has 7. Stanford, 8. Tarver, 8. Sandin fouled out with 2. Jacobson, 13. Harris, 28, has joined the 1,000-point club with that last three-pointer. And Clark has 8 points. For Michigan State, Hudson with 13. Peterson, 7. Klein, 8. Granger, 2. Smith, 6. Wiley, 5. Cleves, 13. 12 for Bell and the other 4 for Thomas. Ready to resume play, Michigan State will start from its own baseline. No full-court pressure. Now Cleves picks the ball up, and that starts the clock going, and we're 2 minutes right now. Smith has the ball. Back off, Klein. Now over to Cleves. Puts up a jumper. It's off target on a three, and the Gophers get the rebound. It's Jacobson with the rebound. Harris will bring it up court. Into the front court. Gophers need to keep the pressure on and to score either with free throws or a field goal every time up court. They lead by 3, 74-71. Clark moving to the right side. Back over to Harris. Eric moving again toward the sideline. He backs off. Now over to Clark to the left side. And Lewis cannot rescue the pass, which is behind him. It is a turnover. And let's see how costly that becomes. 1:20 to play. The Gophers lead by 3. Cleves brings it up court. Oh, the pressure of these final minutes on both teams. Pass to the left side. Cleves is fouled by Clark. He'll get 2. That's Clark's second foul. Cleves will go to the line with 1:11 to play. He has made 7 out of 8 at the free throw line.
For Michigan State, number 12, Lachine Cleves, 2 shots.
Bell will be coming in for Michigan State after the first free throw attempt, which is not good. Four bounces, hung on the rim, and came off. Klein out, Bell in. One more coming for Cleves. We'll try to narrow the margin to two. He's ready. Free throw is rolled off, not good. Kept in the air and out of bounds, and they're conferring. It still belongs to Michigan State.
Michigan State.
Klein will come in for the Spartans.
Michigan State substitution, number 44, Jason Klein, returns.
And Bell comes out. Klein will inbound. They like to have him inbound. He's looking. Gets it into Smith. And back. Cleves with the ball. Now to the right side to Peterson. Back to Cleves. 1 minute right now. Hofer's lead by three. 74-71. Cleves with the basketball to the right side. Then out again. Cleves for a three-pointer. That is out of there. To the side. Michigan State has the ball. Put up again and off target. Smith in underscores. 42 seconds left. Smith with the basket, and the Gopher lead is down to one. Harris into the front court. 30 seconds left. He falls down and a blocking foul on Cleves with 31 seconds to play. That's his fourth foul, and Harris will go to the line. Harris for two free throws, all important. He did a great job at the free throw line against Northwestern yesterday. He's 4 for 4 at the line so far in this one. He has 28 points. Gophers have not had a man reach 30 this year. And they may not, because the first one is not good. 31 seconds left, but there's no shot clock anymore. Harris is ready. It's up there and it's in. It's good. And the Gophers call a short timeout. Harris made the second free throw. So it's 73-75. The Gophers by two with 31 seconds left. Let's have a station identification. This is Golden Gopher basketball. Thank you. When play resumes, Michigan State will start from its own baseline. There's no longer a shot clock. State can go for one or do whatever they want, obviously, but they have that opportunity to go for the last second shot or shots. They have plotted strategy, so have the Gophers. Gophers will put on some backcourt pressure. Pass comes into Cleves. He'll start it up court. He hits the front court at the 25-second mark. Comes to the right side, and the timeout is called with 21 seconds to play. Michigan State will have a pass in inside the right hash mark when play resumes. 21 seconds left. Gophers lead by two. Obviously, State doesn't have to go for three. They can go for two. Also, hope to get the foul on one of their good free throw shooters, and they have several. The best of them are Bell, Cleves, Klein, and Hudson. Well, that's four of the five guys who are in there. Smith is just 59%. Great finish. And it will spell whether the Gophers move on and become eligible for the NIT or find their season concluded. Well, right now, they have the two-point lead. They have left most of the second half. All but the early moments when they had a three-point lead going into the second half, State scored six in a row to take the lead. But the Gophers came back, had their biggest lead at 67-57. And now it's down to 2 points, 75-73. Eric Harris missing the first, making the second free throw for that two-point margin. Eric with 29 points. That is his high as a Gopher. That's also Sam Jacobson's high. The Gophers with Nathaniel. In for Jacobson, defensive reasons. Sam has improved defensively considerably, but Nathaniel is even stronger. Harris, Tarver, Lewis, Clark. Smith will inbound right in front of us near the right hash mark. 21 seconds left. Smith waiting to find somebody open. Timeout again because he couldn't find anybody open. I think it's a long one. That's all they had left, I believe. Quincy Lewis, 7 points. Stanford, 8. Tarver, 8. Nathaniel has not scored. Roxy, ill. 103-degree temperature, not suited up. Sandin fouled out with 2 points. Jacobson, 13. Harris, 29. Clark, 8. For Michigan State, Hudson, 13. Peterson, 7. Klein with 8. 2 for Granger. Smith with 8. Wiley with 5, Cleves with 13, Bell with 12, and Thomas with 4. You realize what the pressure is. Harris, an excellent free throw, making only 1 out of 2, but back up a little bit. Cleves at the line, a very good free thrower. About on a par with Harris, he missed them both. Both the fatigue and the pressure. Probably the fatigue most of all, though. Gophers lead by 2. Michigan beat Iowa 77-66. Later today, Illinois and Wisconsin, and then Purdue and Indiana. And the winners go to the round of 4 tomorrow. If the Gophers win, they have a 1:05 game, a 12:35 airtime. But that's tomorrow. Let's see what today's 21 seconds bring. Starting right now, Smith will inbound right hash mark. Standing right in front of us. Waiting for the pass in. It comes in and a steal by Tarver, and the Gophers have the basketball. Back over to Clark and a foul is called. With 17 seconds to play, a big steal. Nathaniel and Tarver combining on the play. Peterson committing the foul. His third foul, the 14th turnover on Michigan State. Could be the most important of the game. Nathaniel will be at the line. He has not been a good free thrower. He'll get 2. 17 seconds to play. Kevin ready. Perfect. One more coming. 76-73. Nathaniel ready. It's up and it is off the rim. Not good. Loose ball picked up by Michigan State. But now they've got to go for 3. Into the front court. Cleves with the ball. His pull-up 3 is off the rim. Not good. Loose ball kept in the air and set to the side. And Clark has it. It's out of bounds. Who gets it? I think Michigan State does with 3.4 seconds to play. All right, Michigan State will inbound from near the right corner. 3.4 seconds remain. Gophers lead by 3, 76-73. Pass comes in and Klein wheels, throws. It's not good, but just close to the side and swept. Lewis has it and throws it high up into the crowd. And the Gophers have knocked off the number one seed, Michigan State, 76-73. Farther into Sandin and back out. Now Clark open, but then to the corner. And from there, Jacobson hits a 3. Tapped in the air and rebound by Harris on the dandy and the behind the back move. Now over to Quincy Lewis. He goes in and scores. Beautiful. Harris the play and the assist and Lewis the basket.
hacked away from them, and Clark gets it. Takes it straight up the middle, over now on a delayed pass, and Sam Jacobson puts it in. Wonderful, Clark to Jacobson. To the left to Harris, he takes another three, and that one is good again. Eric Harris, whoa, beautiful. 17 points and a steal by the Gophers by Tarver. Nathaniel over to the right side. Jacobson in, puts it up and in. He wheels, gets a shot up that comes off, not good. They're still on the floor. Now it's loose and the Gophers have it. Jacobson jarring it loose into the front court. Clark moves in over to Sam and a slam! Jackson with the ball, then back out. Jackson fumbles it, and the Gophers get it. Return pass to Clark. He falls down, but it's picked up, and Jason Stanford goes in and scores! Harris has it. Starts to drive. Out now to Clark. Now to Jacobson. Gets a shot up and in! Oh, just as the clock ran out, Jacobson hit a two. Has it stripped away. Eric hit with the ball. Long pass to Lewis, and he puts it in and is fouled. A deliberate foul. He'll get two more. Now to the right side, Jacobson. Sam out again to Clark. He puts up a three. It spins around and stays inside. West with it to the right side. Hutchins goes over to Bargan, still in the right corner, starts up the baseline and then clears it out, and the pass deflected, goes ahead for Clark. He goes in one-on-one and he scores as he hits the deck. Starts to drive, then pulls up, clears it off, and it's intercepted by Broxy. Can he take it all the way? He goes in and gets it up and in and drew the foul. Broxy with a solo, a steal, and the length of the court. I love it. Speaking of love it, the foul was on love it. Harris takes it into the front court. 1 minute to play right now. Off to Jacobson. Goes into the lane all the way and puts it in on a scoop shot. Jacobson ties it up. Jacobson with the ball. Gets into the lane. Puts it up and in. With 25 seconds to go, Sam gives the Gophers a two-point lead. Both teams with nine fouls now. This is the one-and-one, and he does not make it. And the rebound by Tarver. Now the Gophers have a chance to tie or go ahead. Harris takes it into the front court. 1 minute to play right now. Off to Jacobson. Goes into the lane all the way and drops it in on a scoop shot. Jacobson ties it up. ...71-71. Front court, right side, Cliff for a three, but it's off the rim, and the Gophers get the rebound. Jacobson the rebound. 45 seconds to play, tie ball game. Gophers take a short timeout. ...71-71. Sam will inbound front court, but out near the timeline. Into Harris in the backcourt. Here we go. Harris, front court, right side. 20 seconds left. Shot clock. Jacobson with the ball. Gets into the lane, puts it up and in! With 25 seconds to go, Sam gives the Gophers a two-point lead. Now there's no shot clock. Hutchins in the front court. On the right side, looking in. Backed out now to Lovett. Back over to Hutchins. 12 seconds left in the game. Hutchins takes it around to the other side. He backs off again. 6 seconds left. Starts to drive. Gets in there. Out to Cliff. He puts up a three that is not good. Put up and off. Not good. Lewis, the rebound. The Gophers win. The Gophers are going to New York City. And Kevin Clark at the other end spread eagles himself on the floor in sheer joy and exhaustion, if you can put those two things together. Wow. Of the 32 teams that started the NIT, all but three had records above 500. Two of those three, Florida and Seton Hall, were eliminated in round one. The third, Minnesota, with a great last minute and a half comeback, is now 18-15 and headed for the Garden. I'll be back with the stats and the players of the game. This is Golden Gopher Basketball. Momentarily jarred away, gets it out to Lewis, same thing there, and now to Tarver. Over now to Jacobson. Gets a shot up, draws the foul, and makes the one-hander. Whoa, what a shot by Jacobson. A chance for 3 points. Comes back around, backs off, now takes the three and scores. Used the pick by Tarver. Clark. Just over 5 minutes to play. The Gophers down by two, but they have the ball. Harris over to Clark, to the corner to Sam for a three, and that puts the Gophers out in front. 18 seconds left. Harris to the left side. Now we're 15. Comes around Lewis. Backs off. Starts to drive. Out to Clark. A long one. Not good. Picked up by Lewis. Puts it up from the corner. Is it? With 5 seconds to play, Lewis, who grabbed the rebound, sinks it into the front court. Porter over to Abney. He shoots, and it is in and out, and we go into overtime. Out to Clark. A long one. Not good. Picked up by Lewis. Puts it up from the corner. Is reset with 5 seconds to play. Lewis, who grabbed the rebound, sinks it into the front court. Porter over to Abney. He shoots, and it is in and out, and we go into overtime. Gets into the lane. Goes all the way and off to the open Jacobson, and he scores. Great play by Clark, setting up Jacobson. Harris at the sideline. Farther into Sam. He works in and scores on a left side layup. A beauty. Jacobson scoring. He has 24. Eric into the front court. Keeps moving. Off to the open Jacobson, who sinks that three, his third three. Wow. 10 for Sam. Sam changes direction, moves into the lane, clears it over to Lewis, and he scores. Nice feed by Jacobson, and the basket by Lewis. Pass intercepted again by Lewis, and this time he got it in the middle of the court. He goes in, misses, it's tapped up and off. Lewis follows up and scores, and was fouled. Lewis never gave up. And the ball stolen by Harris. Takes it into the front court. Bounces it over. Lewis goes in. It comes off. Follow-up is good on the other side by Clark. Moves to the right side. Starts to drive. A spin move up and in on a beautiful layup by Clark.